Thanks.
Item 60, request of Byrd to address council regarding the Williams and Russell project.
Good morning, welcome.
Hello, thank you. I'm Byrd with the Emmanuel Displaced Persons Association 2, EDPA 2. Our email contact is contactedpa2@gmail.com. For the past 3 years, EDPA 2 has met with Mayor Wheeler concerning the history of the Emmanuel Hospital expansion and the property located at North Williams and North Russell. At our last meeting, or our most recent meeting, it was in response to Mayor Wheeler's request that we come up with a plan. At that meeting, we requested that a Descendants Day with a proclamation is established for the descendants of the Emmanuel Hospital expansion, and we also presented a pretty robust plan for what can go on that property. And it has a community engagement component with that, where it provides internship opportunities starting as young as middle school, with Harriet Tubman Middle School being in such close proximity to that property. The Emmanuel Hospital expansion is a unique situation in that it was the most egregious abuse of eminent domain. The Emmanuel Hospital expansion actually changed urban renewal law regarding eminent domain and community engagement in urban renewal plans. But it's also unique because it was so egregious, there was an agreement that was made that stated for every home that was demolished, it should be replaced. For every family that lost a home should be replaced. That agreement is actually couched in city policy. There was a city policy passed, a relocation housing policy for the families who lost their homes during this Emmanuel Hospital expansion. On August 1st, 2017, Emmanuel Hospital, City of Portland, PDC announced that they would return some of the land that was taken away from the families during that time. More than 55 acres were taken away, but yet only 22,000 square feet is being returned. My question today is, how can the City of Portland claim to correct a racist past in regards to the Emmanuel Hospital expansion and not address the damage? The descendants of the families whose homes were taken should be considered in every conversation that takes place, and anything that is returned should go to the descendants of the families, because a lot of the homeowners have died off because it's taken 50 years for this property to be released.
You ended up with time to spare. That was right within the timeline. I had a conversation with Mayor Wheeler about this particular project earlier this week. And Bert, I understand that your organization has a seat at the table of this Williams and Broadway redevelopment project. And I understand that you left, and then you sent a representative who also left that table. And so the message I want to give you is that seat is still your seat, your organization's seat, and we need your voice at that table. We need a strong voice that really understands the legacy of what's happened to the Inner Northeast community over and over and over again.
I appreciate that, Commissioner Hardesty. Here's the problem. Our questions never got answered. We were met with hostility. In our last meeting with Mayor Wheeler in December, he directed the working group leaders to follow up with us. Jamal Fox sent us an email. He CC'd Cupid Alexander and Mustafa Washington. I replied back. No one ever followed up. No one followed up to Mayor Wheeler's directive.
So we should make sure that there's follow-up to, you sent a written email in
response. I sent a written email. Cupid Alexander and Mustafa were included in that email. We never received a response.
This is a legacy problem, as you well know, in Oregon. And again, I will help you make a connection with the mayor's office if they're not being responsive. But I want your voice. You need to have your voice at that table, right?
Thank you.
The old saying is, if you're not at the table, you're for lunch. That is absolutely true, right? We need your voice. We need your organization at that table. You need to make that committee do the right thing.
Commissioner Hardesty, I want to say one more thing. It wasn't just a legacy PDC issue. It was a coordinated effort, this whole entire city,
including
local media.
Ma'am, I understand the redlining. I understand the displacement. I understand every urban renewal removed black family homeowners. I understand that. I know the history, and I feel the pain that you're carrying around with that legacy. So know that I am very, very mindful and aware of the harm that's been done.
Thank you.
Appreciate you being here.